I began really intense, I would say, mental health treatment in 1999. And it wasn't until 2004, I think it was, that I finally agreed to meet with an employment specialist. So, it took well over 5 years for me to move from pre-contemplation to contemplation to preparation. And even then, like I said before, there were days when I could wake up feeling motivated to do something, and in less than an hour of getting out of bed, I was frightened beyond belief and would change my mind and say, "No, I'm not going to do this." And I would flip-flop back and forth like that, even during those first initial meetings with my employment specialist. I wasn't sure still if I wanted to do this or not. The stronger that I started to feel, the more I started to vocalize how unhappy I was with the way things had turned out. People stop talking to you when you're sick like that, and you don't have a lot going on in your life other than treatment, and they don't know what to say. So when you get together for a barbecue with the family or whatever it would be, you find yourself sort of slowly ending up on the peripheral. And you don't realize how it happened, but people just kind of drift away. That's how mental illness sort of takes its toll on people and makes them feel like they are on the outskirts of society. One of the first things that I noticed after I started working was that people who shied away from me for a few years now started to approach me and strike up small talk and make conversation with me. And work just seems to be the common denominator for all people in this society, you know. For a few years before I agreed to meet with an employment specialist, I had tried working on my own. I had tried working part-time in the evenings as a waitress. I really wanted to do something. I felt like I wasn't carrying my weight at home. I would often have panic attacks in the middle of my shift and walk out. Sometimes I would be able to drive home, but other times I'd be so shaken up I'd have to just sit in my car in the parking lot for a little while. I would go right back out and try to get another waitressing job a few weeks later after leaving the one that I just freaked out at, not realizing that I was setting myself up sort of for failure. And, I didn't know enough about myself and what my preferences were and what my comfort level was with different things, to be selective about my jobs, so that it was enough to stack the deck in my favor. And when I started working with an employment specialist, the focus was not, let's just get you in a job and get you working. It was, what are your skills? What are your interests? What is your education? And really trying to match me into a job that I was going to like. So I got kind of excited about it, but I was also really scared because I remember having a conversation with my employment specialist when it looked like they were going to hire me for this teaching position. And I said, "What am I going to do if I have a panic attack at work?" I mean, when you have 22 children in your care, you cannot just walk off your shift. I don't care how anxious you are. At least I couldn't, And that part of it really made me nervous, and I talked it over with my employment specialist, and she said, "We need to have a plan for when that happens." And I was just like, "What?" She didn't tried to explain it away or tell me it wasn't going to happen or try to reassure me or anything like I had expected her to do. She didn't do that, and she just said, well, let's have a plan. And, you know, suddenly the realization that the question was now not if I could work, but how, that opened up the possibility of a career for me. And that was exciting. For the first time in, you know, years, did I wake up in the morning with that anticipation of something to look forward to. There might be something that happens today.